What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Interesting to see all the response in regard to the Caleb and Gary news. Some people freaking out. Mike's freaking people out. And then
I'm just keeping it real.
And then other people saying, all right, man, we're going to be able to get past this. We'll be all right. He's not going to be down for a long time. Look, there's nothing wrong with being optimistic. But look, the Storm Norton news, to Mike's point, 6 to 8 weeks, that's a long time. I mean, that's a long time. And by the way, it's not as if he comes off of that and immediately starts the next week.
Right.
Okay? You're talking about an ankle and rehab and all of it. Guys, I got to tell you, I don't know if we'll see Storm Norton this season. I mean, I don't know, Mike. If we do, what is it, week 15?
Well, that's just it. I mean, you know, in a perfect, you know, that would be about in time for the Germany game. You know, if 6 to 8 weeks is accurate, as reported by Adam Schefter. And it's funny because a guy hit us up and he had the Batman, like, sign in the sky. And he had Storm Norton. He goes, I love a redemption story. And I said, look, man, I go, maybe you didn't see. He's had ankle surgery.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, what? So, yeah, so you got your best tackle on the right side is now potentially injured, waiting for the MRI for Caleb McGarry. And the guy that did a really good job filling in once for Jake and a couple times for Caleb, and it's Storm Norton. He's not available. It's to Carl's point. So you got to go find more right tackles, because I'm sorry if you feel I'm being a bit extreme, but I didn't see a lot of elite offensive line play on the second team, right?
No, you didn't.
In any of these preseason games or at camp, for that matter.
It was something we paid close attention to, and we have been all throughout camp, because it's been one of the concerns is, okay, O-line, first team is great. What happens if? And that's why we've been watching as closely as we have. More on this to get to. Day-Day, what's going on, man? What's going on today?
Oh, man, happy Wednesday, hump day. Not so happy with the way we had to kick off the show, but to you guys' points, I think the team would be all right. But we're going to get to something on that in a minute. First off, I want to say, guys, all my youngins out there, it's very important that you pay attention to detail, because I'm officially unk now, just so y'all know, in the circles of the Utes.
Okay.
I'm officially unk.
The Utes.
So unk Day-Day had a situation. So last month, I took the car in, my wife's old Atlas, took it in for an oil change. You know how they do when they do your service.
So that's a Volkswagen?
They give you, give you your, you know, your list of, hey, here's some suggestions of things that you need to take care of. And it wasn't like a long list, but there was a few things on there, and they were like, oh, you know, maybe change out this filter, brakes, blah, blah, blah. And I'm looking at some of the costs and kind of just glazing over, like, okay, I'll probably take care of this first, this next. So I see brakes, and I was like, well, brakes is important. I'll get that done. I just see the cost. It's, you know, $800. All right, cool, right?
Yeah.
So scheduled my appointment, took the car up there this morning. They take it in, they bring it on back, and they're like, all right, well, you're all ready to go, and your rear brakes are good to go, and that'll be $800. And I'm like, $800? I thought that was for front and rear. Oh, no, sir. That was just for your rear.
Oh.
So I say all that to say, as I go back and look at the original, you know, sheet, Sure enough, it did say just rear. So okay. All my Utes out there, it's very important that you pay attention to the small details.
Yes, that's true. Because, that is very good. Buyer beware.
Yeah, and I do want to give a shout out to Ivy, the young lady that was helping me, because she helped me. Okay. She kept me from jumping off the rail about the cost of...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Grips. Look, you can, it can cost you a grip. There's no doubt. I'm surprised you didn't go, hey, put my old brakes back on.
Right.
Take those new brakes off, and we'll be good.
I'll do it myself.
Yeah, but again, take care of my bill.
You're driving a premium vehicle.
That's true.
According to the AI on the computer here, pads and rotors for all four can go anywhere from $600 to $1,200, depending on the make and model.
Oh, yeah. So just wanted to throw that out there. All right, let's get to some sports.
Don't have a performance vehicle. It's even more.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that's why I drive the American supercar, Carl. When I get my oil change, it's not like a Ferrari. It's basically $130 for an oil change.
Well, that's the difference. It's never the cost of the car. It's the upkeep.
It's the upkeep.
Now, again, you know, I'm just saying. I mean, it is of all the cars that are out there that you can drive that go really fast, it's basically pretty easy to fix. That's like why the Acura, the NSX, was such a great ride, because all based on Honda stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say,
You could always do everything you want. Yeah, I love that car.
That's the thing, you know, today, the evolution of cars, man, they really make it hard for you to take care of a lot of the stuff that you used to could take care of back in the day. So, all right, I don't know if you guys saw this story. I saw it over the weekend. I kind of got a chuckle out of it, but here we go. Last week, a local high school hosted a pep rally as they were getting ready for their Friday football game, in which they did a mock funeral for their rival opponent that they played later that night.
All right.
Now it appears that some local community folks are upset and believe that the school took things too far.
Here we go.
In fake, you know, celebrating the fake death of a football team.
Burying that team, yes.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Now, immediately I thought to myself, well, clearly they've never gone up to Clemson, because Clemson, if you go over by one of their indoor practice facility, they literally have a fake graveyard with fake tombstones of some of the different opponents that they've had.
Georgia has it, and Florida State has the sod cemetery. A lot of schools have it.
Yeah, but I will say they did do a full-on casket in the middle of the gym.
What?
People walking up to the casket, fake crying. I thought it was funny.
Wow.
I got a chuckle, but people think
there wasn't a body in the casket, was there?
It'd be kind of funny. If you don't have the. Because obviously it defeats the purpose if you're going to have a guy do like the Undertaker and rise up. You're trying to bury the competition. But no, I mean, I think, where would people who get upset about everything get upset? School shooting, school violence, inferring young people. But again, it's your rival. It's football. You're talking about burying a football opponent. But again, those people that get easily upset will be easily upset, as always.
Yeah.
I don't know how to feel about this.
I know, right?
I mean, honestly, like, I'm all for having spirit and getting people fired up and getting, you know, like you only play these rivalry games once a year, right? I mean, especially in high school. It's not like you play, unless you see them in the playoffs, it's very rare. I like the idea. That's something different and fresh. And like, from the standpoint of, like, you're not going to see that every week. They're not going to do that every week.
Exactly.
I don't know, man. I don't. Mike, you got a problem with this?
You know, like, I'm the wrong guy to ask. I could care less.
I don't have a problem
I mean,
with
everybody's
this.
Offended. I mean, like, I get the angle I would imagine that would get people upset, violence in schools, gun violence, things that happened in today's world. So you're talking about the death of another school. I mean, well, it's metaphoric about burying the football team you're going to play. We said and did 10 times worse for our rivals in high school when I was a kid. So I'm the wrong guy to ask.
Well, I will say, because guys that are listening that are familiar, listeners, I should say, that are listening right now that may be familiar with the story, they will probably hit you on the text line and say, well, just so y'all know, there were some fights at the game later that night.
Right,
but, I mean, let's be honest, had they not done this, there probably still would have been some fights,
of course,
right?
It's the rivalry game. So, yes. You show up, you're flaunting, you're pounding your chest, we're better than you. I mean, that stuff happens. Yeah. As long as everybody gets to go home, I have no problems with it, meaning don't be silly and shoot.
Right.
But with that said, man, I am mixed on this. I don't have a fundamental problem with it. I wish there was more of this kind of creativity to create interest in these games and stuff like that. But
without
the
extra?
Yes, but without the extra. Without understand the pushback, as Mike said. I get it. All right, fine.
All right, let's move along. So, you know, listen, I'll be honest with you. This Caleb McGarry situation doesn't necessarily have me worried, but it has me thinking. More so on the Storm Norton end of things.
I'm thinking I'm worried.
So listen, hear me out. We didn't really know much, to Mike's point, about what was going on with Storm Norton. Does his situation, if it comes back, if we get official word from the Falcons, does it raise concern with you in regards to if they've been all up front with us in regards to Darnell Mooney.
Well, so I guess Mike won't rise up next season. He'll hashtag settle down. No, look, every team has their way of handling things. The bunker mentality, a Carl, that Bill Belichick started years ago, is kind of it permeates all of sports and college as well. But to me, I don't know. I've covered the Falcons since 98. Dan Reeves, there was an injury, they tell you there was an injury. Somebody got hurt today, here's what happened. You know, Jim Mora was a little bit kind of bunker mentality. Quinn kind of did that too. Smitty would tell you what's what. You know, I mean, it varies from coach to coach. I just don't think they're ever forthcoming with the injury information. Everything is drips and drabs. They never tell you what's what. So, you know, we don't know what's up with Darnell Mooney. The only thing we got is Penix Jr. kind of let it slip, Carl, about his recovery, you know. And then we find out, conversely, that Troy Anderson may be dressed for week one. He hasn't even practiced yet, you know. So I don't know. I wish they were more forthcoming so we could give the audience a true picture of what's going on with the football team. That's not their prerogative.
I do think there is an element to this of making sure teams don't have the upper hand. Now, I know it's preseason. It's early in the season. Like, we're not playing next week, right? We're not playing on Thursday night. I don't know if you're giving up anything as far as preparation, because we're still weeks away. By the way, I don't even know what adjustments they're going to make with the offensive line, right, and how that changes things between now and the start of the season with Tampa. But that's why. I'm not saying I like it, but that's probably why they are cautious about this. And the Falcons aren't the only one. Obviously, we're here, but I've covered other teams. All these teams do it differently. Mike's right, and some of them are more cautious than others. Some will even tell you there is no injury and lie about it, like, completely. And so I'm frustrated with Mike about that, you know, because, look, the Storm Norton thing was one thing. Darnell Mooney still up in the air. Troy Anderson, this stuff that Coach was talking about today, I'm like, raw, how? Is he Superman behind the scenes that we're not seeing, and all of a sudden he's ready to play? So some of this makes sense, some of it doesn't. But to answer your question, Day-Day, I just feel like they haven't been completely honest, but I think the reasoning is because they want to make sure that through camp, you're trying to give a fair assessment of everybody, and you don't want somebody to feel like they have an edge when a guy is injured. Teammates know, though. They know when a guy's not out there and he's not playing, and they see him in the rehab and the trainers and all that stuff. But I think that's part of this. And because if you were to tell us Storm Norton wasn't available 4 weeks ago, it would have changed both of our whole perspectives on this offensive line.
Right. Mm.
But they didn't do that.
All right. Last one I got for you. Taylor Swift, guys. She is going to prove
Swifty
just how big she is. And I'm going to tell you why. So, you know, she recently announced that her new album is going to drop in October, Life of a Showgirl. But did you know she's going to also release the album on cassette tape?
What? Who's got a cassette tape?
All right, time out. No. The hipsters love the vinyl. The vinyl debate. Oh, it sounds so much better on vinyl. No, it doesn't. It's the stupidest friggin' debate. It's fun to listen to things. You're telling me cassette?
Cassette tape.
Who the hell's going to have a cassette? Well, I mean, just for fun?
Lo and behold, in 2023, 436,400 cassettes.
Oh, it's coming back
were
now.
Sold in the United States.
It's coming back. The double cassette is coming back now.
It's coming back, and I guarantee she will probably quadruple that number.
You know what I heard, Carl? I've got a store over at Little Five Points. I've heard, you know, there's nothing better. People can mock me if you want to. But the way the eight track worked, the way a song would fade out in the middle of it and then fade back up on the eight track. I thought that was enjoyable. I always said, listening to an eight track, you get to pause and really take in the song, and it picks up where it leaves off. The music goes down, comes back up. What in the hell? Cassette tapes? Are you kidding
man,
me?
But just think about it. All the viewers that they got on the New Heights podcast because of her.
36 the views, or 39 million views, I think.
Right. So you can't tell me that she's going to super surpass 436,000 cassette tapes.
Look, I don't know this because I used to have all of this stuff, and I probably am a guy that should own a cassette tape because I still have old, like, cassettes. Some of my parents. Like, I was like, I don't know what's on that. I want to keep it. I have no idea what's on it because I haven't heard what the hell is on it. How much does a cassette player cost now?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Carl. Right now, I'm looking at BrandsMart, the Supersonic SC2121BT with dual cassette going for $149.99.
That's not bad.
$150. Then you have to connect it to something to play it through. They don't play themselves.
No, this is a boombox.
It's a boom box. Yeah,
it's basically.
Oh,
it's,
no. I'm talking about that double cassette that you connect to a receiver that then goes out of your speakers.
Oh, yeah, the stereo. No.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about a boom box.
Yeah, I still have a boom box with cassette tapes. But it's got the CD. Yes. Well, it's one of the later, like the early 2000s when CDs were.
I can't even remember the last time
I still have one of those.
I tried to play a cassette
tape. My father still has 8-track.
Does it work?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, hey, by the way, this supersonic Bluetooth audio system with top-loading MP3 CD player and dual cassette recorder is available for $149.99.
Okay. All right.
It has Bluetooth technology on it as well.
So you can do stuff on your phone if you wanted to. Yeah, that's the new stuff.
They're so now
they're reminiscing like the boom boxes.
Isn't that sacrilegious, though, like using Bluetooth to play cassettes?
It is.
Yeah. It's not the fun, though. When you're a kid, imagine having that.
But you know what? Now
play Megadeth.
She's going to increase the sales of these types of devices because of the fact that people are going to want to say they own a Taylor Swift.
Okay,
cassette.
So now you're telling this is going
to
be a thing.
She's about to prove.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Of how big she is.
Well, I don't believe it. I don't think this is going to be a thing. This is a great idea.
Mike, just sell the damn records, Taylor.
People are going to pay an extra $150 plus whatever just to play it that way?
I just can't believe these things are still being sold. Meanwhile, at Best Buy, the Studebaker SB2140 portable stereo boombox. It's known as a Studebaker. It's a boombox with Bluetooth CD, AM, FM, radio, cassette recorder.
Yeah. Okay.
So you can record on the from the radio.
All right, guys.
For $199.99.
That's what's on my mind on Wednesday, guys.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.